Israel has struck an independent sovereign state again, an act of war and against international law. The country Syria has been a target of several Israeli airstrikes. This latest strike, it happened in two areas which targeted near the capital Damascus. It also included Damascus International Airport, used by both civilian and military aircraft. In this edition of The Debate, we'll look at whether this aggression by Israel proves their cooperation with the terrorists and why the UN and UN members refuse to condemn this act. Joining us for this edition of The Debate, Irish-Palestinian human rights advocate Ken O'Keefe joins us from London. And we have journalist and political commentator Maxine Dover, who joins us from New York. I'd like to welcome you both. Let me start with you, Ken O'Keefe, and get a reaction from you. The Israeli enemy targeting two areas in Damascus province, one of them the Damascus International Airport, an airport that obviously uses civilian aircraft.
Well, this is very consistent with the interests of Israel, and it really has been laid out very clearly more than once what the real intentions of Israel are. But the first thing I'd like to point out is that anybody who knows anything about the way the world functions and the power vacuum that would be created in the absence of Bashar al-Assad is that that power vacuum will be filled by the most powerful presence there. And all of us know that the most powerful presence there, outside of the Syrian army and government itself, is in fact the very terrorists that are being funded by our proxies, our friends and best friends and allies with the Wahhabi ideology in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. They are the ones funding these mercenaries. They are the ones that are providing the means for which this incredible war, which includes beheadings, the killing of women and children, and all of this insanity, these are the people that will fill the vacuum that will be created by the taking out of Bashar al-Assad. And that is exactly what the Israeli regime wants. It fits perfectly in line with the Oded Yanan strategy for Israel in the 1980s. They want the chaos, the hatred, the violence that is being sowed throughout the Middle East. This is perfectly in line with their plans. And I'd like to see my counterpart in New York deny that this is actually what Israel wants.
Maxine Dover, go ahead.
Well, that's very easy to deny. What Israel wants is to make sure that its people are safe, that the rockets that it took out in these attacks, and I stress rockets, not civilian facilities, but terribly dangerous, terribly advanced rockets that it took out, are not able to be transferred to those who would shoot at the civilian population of Israel. Chaos is not in Israel's desire. What is in Israel's desire is to make sure that its people are safe.
Ken O'Keefe.
I want to hear some reason why you know. How do you know that they took out rockets when the fact is the Israeli government hasn't even commented on this? So do you assume that everything Israel does is for the good of itself and everyone else? How do you know specifically that rockets were targeted? How do you know that?
Mr. O'Keefe, I think that if there were any question of any evidence of other than the evidence, the video evidence that's been seen and been portrayed by the AP and other reputable news organizations, that evidence would have been shown. What has been shown are simply, not simply, but are exclusively military targets. The closest to a multi-use target that has come has been a food hall, a preparation hall for food.
That's incredible. So you're saying the AP, you're saying that the Associated Press and other news agencies have established beyond any doubt that in fact the only thing that's been targeted are rockets, and that these rockets, which Israel has not been attacked by Syria. So these rockets, presumably there is proof also that not only rockets were attacked, but that these rockets were somehow going to be used against Israel. And all of this you say is proven and established by the Associated Press and others. Is that correct?
That is not correct. What I'm saying is that the Associated Press, as journalists, have reported what are the facts on the ground. When we're looking at an attack like this, a pinpoint attack that took out very specific targets, we're looking at an attack that was not created or done in a moment's notice. I am going to make an assumption, which is not a good thing to do, but one can believe that the passage of these rockets has been watched by the military, perhaps other militaries in the West, perhaps Israel, but has been watched by those who would rather those rockets are not aimed at civilian targets anywhere, including Israel.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that these rockets were so effectively taken out, and that there have been no reports of massive human casualty, which is a very important consideration, considering that both the Russian government and the Iranian government and the Syrian government have all commented. Not one of them has decried massive human casualties. In fact, the raid was at 3 a.m. In the morning, when there would be the least possibility of inflicting massive human casualty.
Well, the bloodlust of Israel isn't exactly 100% now, is it? Because after wiping out about 92 entire families in your latest bloodlust mission in Gaza, after having used depleted uranium experimental weapons and basically killing 2,000 people that are captive in a concentration camp, it is obvious that it is obvious what you support the state of Israel as if you're an Israeli yourself. And what you're doing is falsely suggesting that the court necessary for Israel has carried out, excuse me, I did not interrupt you. Israel has carried out an attack against a sovereign nation which has not attacked Israel itself, based on the notion that somehow you claim that the AP has proof that these are rockets, and somehow that even if they are rockets, that you can justify an attack on a sovereign nation, which is in fact fighting terrorists, which your nation, I want to hear next, I want to hear you deny that Israel is providing medical support and logistical support to these same psychopaths who are beheading people, killing Christians. I want you to deny that, and I also want you to deny that as part of a strategy for Israel in the 1980s, as outlined by Oded Yanan, everything that's happening in Syria and Iraq is perfectly in line with that plan, specifically sowing the seeds of sectarian hatred so that all of Israel's enemies can fight themselves and ultimately the goal of greater Israel can be achieved. So first I want you to deny that Israel is providing medical support to these psychopaths. And secondly, I want you to deny that everything that's happening in that region is not perfectly in line with Oded Yanan. And if you don't know what Oded Yanan's plan was, a strategy for Israel in the 1980s, then I want you to tell me that you don't know about this plan. First, is Israel giving medical support to these psychopaths?
Well, let's start with the denial. The denial, you said you did not interrupt. I did not interrupt you. You do not interrupt me. Let me start with the denial that you seek. Israel is not providing medical assistance or logistic assistance to any psychopaths. Israel is providing medical assistance to those Syrian civilians who make its way across the Israeli-Syrian border and are treated as human beings who are ill or injured need to be treated, that is, with the best of medical care that is available. And those people are, in fact, receiving medical care. They are receiving logistic assistance, such as food, water, not other logistics, no weapons. The psychopaths that you refer to are indeed psychopaths. They are all of our enemies, and certainly no one is assisting
Never
them.
Never once have they attacked
than,
Israel, by the
those
way.
Those who want psychopaths. I hope that you're not one of them. Excuse me, I did not hear your question.
And what about Oded Yanan's strategy for Israel in the 1980s, which called for sowing the seeds of sectarian hatred so that the enemies of Israel...
Let's not go to the 1980s.
No, that plan is being played out right now. That very plan is being played out right now. Do you know? Do you know about Oded Yanan's? Do you know
without any part of Israel?
Okay, let me come in here.
You.
If I can have permission to come in here.
I am aware of what you're speaking about.
Maxine
Dobell. However, we are talking about something that is four decades ago that, yes.